for people who haven't seen it, what is Malarkey about?
Malarkey is homage to cop shows in general, mostly Miami Vice, but it also resembles the fast-paced anxiety of the, you know, Sabotage Beastie Boys video. You know, it's wild and it's fake mustaches, but taken very seriously. And then it's also quite hysterical. It's action-packed. And then we splice together action sequences with video game footage, which makes for hilarity as well.
It's like Reno 911 on Whippets.
Okay, sure, yeah, why the hell not? Yeah, I like that. Whippets. Hysterical. No, I yeah, sure. But it seems like they're very improv-based. And
yeah. Are you mostly scripted?
No, we're everything. You know, we play around and we're so, like, set in this crazy, you know, universe where everybody is such a specific character, you know? Like, I'm literally playing Pacino from Heat, you know?
I was going to say, you have a lot of fun with Pacino and Heat and Mel Gibson and the Lethal Weapon movies, living in a random van, like, you know, by the river. Who's the most unintentionally funny actor in cop films or cop shows?
Unintentionally. Shatner is T.J. Hooker? I mean, trying so damn hard, you know? I just have an image of him, like, getting every single place he needs to go in that show on top of a car. He, like, never drove a car. He was always, like, clinging to a car. Take me there. Whoa! You know.
How much T.J. Hooker did you watch? How much Miami Vice did you watch in doing the show?
I just absorbed it in early 70s and 80s, and so it was sort of already, like, etched into my subconscious. But Josh Warren, who plays Malarkey, he just loves Miami Vice. He just loves it. I think that if he could, he would constantly have 5 o'clock shadow and dress in the pastel t-shirts and have the sockless shoes.
And you've got a lot of good guest stars as well. Who do you have coming up in the show?
Gilbert Gottfried's in the show, whom I love and have always been a fan of his stand-up and love his irreverence as well as his his insanity. You know, he goes to such a crazy place, which is, I have a place in my heart for that kind of insanity, obviously. And so he's been in a couple of my movies, Hysterical Psycho.
Yeah, you've directed before. Hysterical Psycho was at Tribeca last year.
We're about to sell it soon, so that's really great.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How much of it came from a desire to take your career into your own hands?
It sort of came out of necessity. I've always been creating my whole life. You know, I've just had a need to create, whether it was sculpting or writing or directing. Ever since I was a kid, I don't know, doing plays, I've just always been very creative, so this just seemed like an inevitable next thing. You know, I directed little things. You know, I used to grab my camera when I was a kid on the block and get all the kids together and do kung fu movies and just be like, okay, just move your mouth. And I'd be like, okay, here I am, I'm fighting this guy now. And then, you know, they'd run around and I'd make all the sound effects, and we'd sit around when we were like kids and watch this stuff. And, you know, that's obviously translated into my career. Hey!
But it's working.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And coming up, you have number 13. You're playing Alfred Hitchcock. First of all, how many episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents did you watch to study him? I mean, you know, he's such a big character.
Yeah, I love Hitchcock, and I love the idea of playing Hitchcock. When I realized that I was going to play that character, I thought, shit, I watched all his movies, and I watched old, you know, records of anything I could find of him as a young guy, you know, just, and he was sort of like he was a trickster, you know, he wasn't a stuffy, you know, man that everyone thinks he is. That was a facade. He was very jovial. And so I watched a lot of stuff. Hysterical Psycho was an homage to him, you know. Hysterical Psycho was essentially, you know, Evil Dead meets, you know, Psycho, you know, on acid. And and from that has sprung Moon Lake, which is essentially an homage to Hitchcock Presents, which is my graphic novel, which is the universe that Hysterical Psycho was born from. So, my God, he's an incredible inspiration to me. And the idea of playing him is incredible and wonderful.
And you're working with Sir Ben Kingsley and Emily Mortimer as well.
Yeah, if they can keep that cast together, you know, if they can, if... you know, it's a art movie. It's a movie for the love of the game. So, if we can get everyone's schedules, you know, working that would be the dream cast.
When are you shooting for? Late this year? Early
That's
next?
A good question. It's sort of lingering right now. Mm-hmm. So your guess is as good as mine, brother.
Cool. All right, well, congratulations on the show.
Thanks, man.